The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Never miss a show. Take us with you 24 hours a day. Go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
Coming up, Congresswoman Michelle Steele, the 45th Congressional District, is joining us on our program. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me this morning.
You have been busy in Washington, and I understand you were integral in setting up some very important visits. Tell us what you've been doing.
You know what, President Yoon from South Korea visiting, and everybody was working on that. He can speak for, on the floor for joint, address to Congress. But we didn't get the final yes yet. So I went straight to our speaker, Kevin McCarthy, and asked him. He said, yes, I'm going to make it happen. And that really happened. So I was really excited. I never met him, President Yoon, before, but I knew that his policy is really good, not like a previous president in Korea. So I was very happy, and I met him at the state dinner at the White House and then heard his joint address to, Congress. And it was just very, very exciting, and it was very nice. So I was very excited about that, and it was very busy week.
So what did you feel that his address to Congress brought forth? Was it some similarities on the same path between our two countries, or what did you get a sense of from his address?
You know what? He wanted to have a much stronger relationship. He wants to build much stronger relationship between United States and South Korea. That's very, very important right now, because since Russia attacked, Ukraine, and China is preparing to attack, Taiwan. I hope that never going to happen. That's the reason that I introduced the bill, that Taiwan Defense Land Lease Act, to make sure that China don't even think about it, because my both parents fled from North Korea communism, and I have about one-third of my constituents are Asian Americans, and most of them, actually I cannot say most of them, but a lot of them came from Vietnam fighting communism, and they fled, and they are enjoying their freedom in the United States. So, we built strong relationship between United States and South Korea is very, very important. And another thing is, I was raised in Japan, and you know what? He is one of the rare South Korean presidents visited Japan and tried to rebuild the relationship there. So United States, Japan, Korea, they have to really work together, and he's been doing it. So it was very, very exciting. And I sent a letter to President Yoon encouraging him to, improve our relations with Japan, and look past the historical disputes. So he was doing it, and I was really exciting to see him, and I just had a really short time meeting him, but I relayed the message.
Wow. And integral in really getting it to happen, the address, by going to House Speaker McCarthy. Very good on doing that. There are a lot of issues going on, and we have such little time, so pick the ones you want to talk about. I know in the news, everybody's talking about the border with Mexico and Title 42 ending. That's kind of a hot-button issue. What else are you working on? What is hot for you, and what do you want to share with our listeners?
You know what? Our Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, created the Select Committee on China. China is the biggest threat to the United States, and then we really have to know exactly what they've been doing. They are infiltrated in the United States, actually all different kinds of industries. The first, the schools, and they had the Confucius Institute, and State Department actually said that, declared that it was the CCP's propaganda. but almost like 200 colleges were getting funding from the federal, our taxpayers' money to use for CCP's propaganda, and they stopped it. But about one-third still using it. You know, they just changed the name to nonprofit organization. Mm. And then how about the port? You know what? All these cranes, 80% of the cranes been made in China, and they're controlling it. And how about data, the tracking system at the port? They know exactly what kind of ships coming in and out from our allies, and then what our neighbor ships going to our allies, you know, countries like Japan and Korea or Portugal or Spain. So, you know what? China is the biggest threat to the United States, and we really have to stop it.
Right. I saw something about some legislation being floated requiring approval for land purchases by foreign governments, foreign countries, within so many miles of some specific military bases. Sounds like that might be a good idea as well.
Oh, yes. That's a great idea because they are buying all these farmland near the military bases. It's a national security issue, so we really have to stop that.
Yeah. All right, so China, biggest threat. You're on that committee that watches all that. You have focused on that. I do want to touch on the southern border because that's something that is in everybody's news with Title 42 and did you think we need to do more? Do we need to do more to come up with some other way to fill in and say, look, our border is broken? What do we need to do there?
We really have to do it, especially all these fentanyls coming through actually from China, and then it's going through California border. And I went there with Congressman Dara Issa and Border Patrols. You know what? It was 2 in the afternoon. I saw one guy from Russia, actually, not from South America, but Russian person that who just casually walked across the border. In California, there's a wall between, you know, on the border. And some, it was not finished yet, so some areas totally widely open. And this person was crossing the border, and he was so shocked to see us. We were so shocked to see him. And we asked that, you know, how you got here? He said it took about 10 days. He couldn't speak English, so through AT&T translation, Border Patrols were talking to him. And he had a backpack and baseball cap and wearing it, and he was just crossing. And I said, what's next? Border Patrol said that he's going to get the court date in a few years. And he actually showed us, first thing is, I'm asking for asylum, and my sponsors are here. So when they show the sponsors, we buy their airplane tickets to go to wherever that sponsor lives. So we give them free airplane tickets. I mean, this has to be really stopped. And a lot of fentanyls that killing, number one, killing our young, I mean, you know, people in the United States, that's coming through the border. So we have to secure the border. It's just so dangerous to our lives, you know, without vetting these people just crossing the border.
Right.
As you know, that, you know, I'm a first-generation immigrant. We went through proper process. That's what they have to go through.
Exactly. We're not against immigrants. We need immigrants to make this country vibrant. A lot of people are immigrants. But the reality is you've got to have a system and follow the laws. It's so unfair. Think about the person who's waiting in another country and doesn't even get considered. And then these individuals come and they get to have a court date some 2 years later. And who knows if they're ever going to show up for that date, right?
Exactly, exactly. There are almost 4 million people waiting outside of the country try to come to this country legally. Yes, we are for legal immigration, and I'm grateful for that. So I am a proud American. But we have to vet each one of them to make sure that right people are coming into this country, that we love this country, and we're going to be the asset to this country, not those terrorists or they bring drugs or they are like gang members. We really have to stop those and bring legal immigrants in.
Yeah. And obviously, many do not have sponsors, because we hear about these cities who are complaining, saying, you know, stop sending us your busloads of people because we can't handle it. Yet the same cities, usually progressive ones, are saying, we're your, you know, immigrant city. Well, you can come here. It's just a mixed message. We're all going to pay the price for it. Then there's issues of crime and, you know, high profile cases that have happened where, you know, somebody is an illegal immigrant, commits a crime, and you know, we're soft on that. We don't say, well, the crime would not have happened if you weren't here. I mean, it's very basic. All right, got a couple minutes left. I want you to, you do so many different things. You're on so many different committees. What else do you want to share with our listeners in our final 2 minutes?
You know what? You know, we really working on it. It's a commitment to America that Speaker Kevin McCarthy was actually pushing it. One education, we just passed parental rights. Parents has to know that, you know, what to teach, what they are teaching, how they use a budget for the schools, and what kind of guests that they are bringing. The parents have to know. It's a very simple bill that we passed. Second, the reckless spending. Now, on debt ceiling negotiation, let's see what's going to happen. So we want to make sure that we're going to stop spending. Third, you know, we want to make sure that China's threat, the CCP, we love Chinese Americans, but you know what? CCP is a dangerous one that we really have to looking at it. That's why we are working on all those three. I'm on education committee. I'm on ways and means to stop reckless spending, and I'm on select committee on China. So I'm very excited that, you know, I am on all those three committees and working very hard.
Yeah. When you look at some of the numbers and the kind of spending that is taking place, it's the experts say it's unsustainable. But when you talk to your friends on the other side of the aisle, do they admit it? I mean, do they just want to spend like there is no tomorrow, because there won't be a tomorrow if we bankrupt this country?
Mm-hmm. They want to spend and they want to collect more was the reason that they tried to hire 87,000 IRS agents.
You're right.
Right now that there are 85,000 IRS agents in the nation, and they want to actually more, you know, double the number, actually, and more, it does not make any sense at all. And they have to really looking at from the common sense.
Mm. Michelle Steele, Representative Steele, representing the 45th Congressional District. Thank you so much for taking time to update our listeners on a wide variety of issues and a key focus on China and, you know, the South Korean visit and your work to get that to take place so that the leader could speak before Congress. Appreciate your time with us. We'll have you back, okay?
Thank you so much.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Moreno.
That's our show for this week. To hear Sunday Morning Newsmakers anytime, go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com. That's SundayMorningNewsmakers.com, and listen online. I'm Larry Moreno. We'll see you next week for Sunday Morning Newsmakers.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.